You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
In all the rush and push before Christmas, there's always John to remind the world what it is all about.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, rescue us from the madness that makes even Christmas a dreary holiday instead of a celebration. Deliver us from the chains of sin and death that hold us tight, and give us freedom through your forgiveness, your love, your light, your life. In Christ our Savior. Amen. At a time when prophecy was thought to be dead, and had been replaced by religious ritualism and Pharisaic legalism, there came a man who called himself just a voice, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. His name was John. He was always talking about the one who would follow him. "He comes after me," said John, "and I am not good enough even to untie his sandals." These things were going on in Bethabara, just across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'A man comes after me, but he is greater than I am because he existed before I was born. I did not know who he would be, but I came baptizing with water in order to make him known to Israel.'" In all the rush and push before Christmas, there's always John to remind the world what it is all about. This is it. "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." In the madhouse of our world, those words have a strange ring. They are not the stuff people are accustomed to hear. To some they may sound completely irrelevant, having nothing to do with real life. If there is no sin, then people need no Savior from the consequences of their own sin. If there is no sin, it does sound mighty strange to hear someone say, "Here is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Strange as the words may be, they are arresting. They arrest the heedless, who have no reason to listen, they think. They arrest the pious, who also often imagine that they have no reason to listen. They are the words of a prophet, if one is to believe what our Lord said about John, the greatest of the prophets. A friend of mine was telling me about his Christmas shopping last year, which he said always brings out the worst in otherwise sane and responsible people. He jokingly told a store clerk that things seemed to be reaching a chaotic pitch. She looked him squarely in the eye, and from her humorless lips came the sarcastic exclamation, "This place is really a madhouse at Christmas." Christmas often becomes a bedlam. That English word bedlam means complete chaos. It comes from the name of the town where Christ was born, Bethlehem. In 1247, a hospital was built in England dedicated to St. Mary's of Bethlehem. Whenever people went to the hospital for treatment or to visit relatives, they simply shortened the name of the hospital by saying, "We're going to Bethlehem." As time went on, medical needs changed and the hospital was converted into an asylum for the insane. 5 centuries ago, the treatment of mental problems consisted of nothing more and forcefully isolating patients from the rest of society. An asylum was in reality a kind of prison. No therapy was available. No attempt was made to rehabilitate the patients. Their screams could be heard outside the walls and even in the surrounding streets. People ridiculed what was going on inside that hospital. And by corruption of daily usage, the original beautiful name of the hospital was contracted from Bethlehem to Bedlam. It means uncontrolled noise and chaos and confusion. That's what Christmas has become for a lot of people. Bedlam. We've got to get back to Bethlehem. John the Baptizer called the world back to pay attention to him who was born at Bethlehem. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In this crazy, mixed-up world of ours, we need not only to get back to Bethlehem, but to get with the one who was born at Bethlehem. Not a distant figure from the dim past, but the living Lord of heaven and earth. Christmas is always associated with the baby Jesus. He was a baby, a real one. Everything that babies are, he was. Everything that babies do, he did. But John reminds us that he didn't remain a baby very long, as our children don't remain babies very long. That baby became a boy, and that boy became that man of whom John said, "This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me. He was before me. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John puts everything into perspective. John was not a pussyfooter. With John, there was no hesitation, no torturous logic, no apology. He just told it, as the young people say, like it is. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He's the promised Messiah, the one who existed before all creation, the man of God's own choosing, the one who holds the field forever. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Lambs were used for sacrifice in those days. Everybody in John's hearing knew that. The words may sound strange today to people living in high-rise apartments of crowded cities, but they did not sound strange then. They didn't sound strange to people who knew the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And now the shepherd had sent his little lamb, the one the prophets foretold. Now he had come. The Christmas story will never be complete without sheep and shepherds. It will also not be complete without the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Lambs were part of the worship of believing people in those days. People who considered themselves religious turned away just as much as others did when the Lamb of God came. It happened then, and it happens today. People set out a religious program for themselves, which they follow religiously, and miss the whole point. They fail to see God as he is. He's the creator of everything that is, and he is the redeemer of the world. He sent his Son, the Lamb of God, to be a sacrifice for the sins of the world. He did that in a real man, born in Bethlehem and crucified on a cross. God did that in our history. And nobody's ever going to be able to change it. Nobody's ever going to be able to say again that following his own religious program is the way to salvation. There's only one way. Here is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Right before Christmas, the whole world is swimming in advertising. By means of television and newspapers, road signs and radio, the world is flooded with appeals to buy at a bargain. The stuff that is bought is wrapped in gaily colored paper, surrounded by bright ribbons. When it's all over, the paper and ribbons go into the ash can. And a lot of things that were in the paper turn out to be trash and no bargain at all. John the Baptist was an advertiser. His strange clothes and strange ways told people that he was not out for himself. Some may have thought that he was, but he set them right. After me comes a man who stands way out ahead of me. The fact of the matter is that he was long before me. John advertised the gift of all gifts, the gift of God. Jesus Christ is God's gift to the world. His one great gift for one great purpose, to take away the sin of the world. It's not just a religious gift. It's not to be celebrated only in churches. The gift is life instead of death. The celebration is for everyone, everywhere. It's not exactly a pretty story. It's about the sin of the world. It's about the sins of people who sneer at God, as well as the sins of people who do what they do, thinking they are doing God a service. It's about the sin of people like Peter, who sit around and act as if they don't know him when the going gets tough. And the sins of people like St. Paul, ready to destroy others in the name of righteousness. The sin of malice is pretty prevalent these days, as is the sin of ignorance, which looks like a good excuse, but actually destroys as much as all of the malice. It is sin, common human sin, which makes people think of themselves as more than they ought to think. When they suffer the results of their sin, it is sin that turns them to despair. That's the sin he came to take. John says, "Here is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." That's the reality of Christmas. Someone told me about a woman who bought a picture at a rummage sale for $3. She was attracted to it because it was pretty, showing the Virgin and the Child and two saints. Nobody at the sale wanted that painting. It didn't seem to have much value and looked just like other discarded items which people frequently bring to rummage sales. The woman took the painting home and forgot it. Later on, an Italian art expert recognized it as the original work of Luca Longhi, a 16th century master. Suddenly, the appraised value of the painting rose from $3 to $25,000. Collectors clamored to buy it. Finally, someone recognized it for what it really was. One man in those days, in the region beyond Jordan, had his values straight. He recognized the gift of God for what it was. He saw himself for what he really was. "I'm nothing," he said. He saw Christ for what he really was. "He's everything," he said. "Thanks for considering me a prophet," said John, "but he is really the one. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." No wonder the angels sang at Christmas time. No wonder their leader said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord." No wonder the shepherds went to see this remarkable event. Few people would stir out of their houses today to go and see it if they heard about it today. No wonder they were amazed by his teaching, because he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and Pharisees. No wonder they felt let down when he died. No wonder that they got a whole new lease on life when he was raised from the dead. No wonder that they stared into heaven when he was taken from them. No wonder that they went out to tell the good news as I'm telling it to you today. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The great thing about John is that he said it before anyone else did. He said it before most of these things happened. He said it, and he sets the tone for a real Christmas. Behold, the Lamb of God, he says, that takes away the sin of the world. My friend, know enough to recognize a masterpiece when you see it. This is the masterpiece of God. This is Christmas. It is God's Son, the Messiah, promised by God through his prophets, proclaimed to the world by his apostles. He's the one, the only one, to take away the sin of the world. That includes, of all people, you and me. I know it includes me, because I know that I know it includes you. God so loved the world, you and me and everybody, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Would you believe that God loves you? Now you know. His Son, the one whom he sent, is the Lamb of God who takes away your sins as he takes away the sins of the world. He just takes them away. He takes them himself and carries them himself. They're nailed to his cross once and for all. As one of his men put it, he carried in his own body our sins on that piece of wood, that we might make a clean break with sin and live to righteousness. That's Christmas. That's the masterpiece. Treasure it, my friend. It's meant just for you. When we went to school, the sun was everything. I'm talking about the sun that rises in the morning and sets in the evening. In those days, there was no source of energy that was known except the light and the heat of the sun. We were told that if the sun were to go out, the temperature on Earth would quickly fall to minus 450 degrees Fahrenheit. No life in the world would be left. The sun is still vital to life, even though we know today that there are other sources of energy. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born at Bethlehem, is the only one through whom the light of God shines into the world. It shines right into the hearts of people in the face of Jesus Christ. It turns darkness into light and cold into warmth. One of Christ's men said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to overcome it. No, sir. The darkness will not overcome it. The light of God's masterpiece in a manger, on a hillside, hanging on a cross. The masterpiece is his sacrifice for the sins of the world. He is the Lamb of God for that world. And his light is never going to be put out. He's Lord, and there is no other. Here's rescue from the madness, from sin, from death. There's no glory like his, no forgiveness like his, no peace like his, no life like his. Behold, my friend, behold him. Rejoice in him. Have salvation in him. Here is the Lamb of God, and he takes away the sin of the world. Amen.